Good morning. It is July 9th, 2014. The time is 06:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Wednesday morning, having my morning coffee out here on the back screened-in porch. Well, that's good. And we got a cool 61 degrees Fahrenheit out, and if you take those numbers and switch them around to 16, that's what you have for Celsius. Yes, I did the math again on the temperature. Nice cool morning. But weather-wise, it was sort of rocking and rolling here yesterday, late afternoon into the evening, to where I did feel like I was back in Kansas with all the tornado warnings we've had. The most we've ever had, I think, since I've lived here. And I've been here, what, 17 years now here in the southern tier. And from what I was seeing on the Weather Underground, that's the page, weather page that I follow, they've got some nice graphs and charts there on their, they changed it up a little bit, but they also have some nice tracking radar that gives you the indication how far up to about an hour a particular thunder cell is going to hit in the direction and all that. But on the weather maps last night, or late afternoon going into the early evening, on Weather Underground, they had what I saw, I saw a fourth one, an upside down purple triangle, which indicates a vortex, which is the prelude to a tornado. You have to have a vortex to have a tornado. And where we were at, we were just getting rain. We were on the outskirts of, it just seems like the thunderclouds, thunderheads are dancing around where I'm at here in Tioga County, New York, upstate New York on the southern tier, New York-Pennsylvania border. But from down below, was it Towanda, Rome? I think Rome had one of the first ones that I saw, so that's just down across the border here, and going all the way up into Rome, New York, Utica. They had one up there, and then there was one heading over towards Binghamton way, or they had two of them down heading that way. But anyway, at any rate, I've never seen that much atmosphere disturbance and all the warnings, actual tornado warnings. And I can't even remember growing up in New York having any type of tornado warnings. Now, I lived out in Kansas there for a stretch. I was stationed at McConnell Air Force Base, just outside the city of Wichita, Kansas. Nice assignment. They had the B-1 and KC-135 tankers. They did have an Air National Air Group there, Air National Guard, I should say, for Kansas Air National Guard, that flew the 16s, and then they relocated them out there to Davis Monthan, or what's the other base out there in Arizona, some other base out in Arizona, but the F-16s. But primarily, it's a dual runway Air Force base there, and shared by Boeing Company, which does maintenance on a lot of large frame aircraft. And I saw probably my first tornado at a distance, from afar, definitely from afar, a couple miles away. Of course, Kansas, it's very flat land out there, and once you get used to it, you get used to the tornadoes. But they are very devastating, and there's an investigation group going in somewhere upstate, further upstate where I'm at, up towards I can't remember the town, but they had a lot of wreckage to determine if it was tornado damage that knocked down the buildings. So we were rocking and rolling last night with the weather here, and I'm going to keep this within 5 minutes because I want to get back to my coffee here. So you all have a good one this morning, getting the day started, positive start to the day. You all have a good one. I'm not going to say it. You all take care, live life, have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.